Hello there. You, the fresh-faced student, know who you are. I am talking to you. Hello. Welcome to the academy. This is your first time here, correct? You're a transfer student from a place by the ocean. How can I tell? Your scent gave it away. You smell foreign, like you brought a trace of the ocean with you. The academy does not smell like that. I can always tell when someone is new to the academy because they do not carry its scent with them. Not until they have attended for at least a few days. Your scent is distinct. You are not from around here. You are from a place near the ocean. Yes, I can smell you so clearly. I am very good at smelling. It is part of my quirk. See my uniquely shaped nose, accompanied by the whiskers? These? Yes, they are real cat ears. Do you want to touch them?
Yeah.
Yes, my quirk is that I am part cat. I have the senses, features, and, on occasion, behaviors of a cat. And you are new to the academy. You have arrived at just the right time. Everybody has already begun their first classes. This gives you the perfect opportunity to slip inside and discreetly locate your classroom without the hustle and bustle of other students getting in your way. Me? With all due respect, I think it is none of your concern why I'm out here. I am simply making use of my time in a way I find to be far more worthwhile than trying to sit in a chair and listen to our teacher speak. If she wanted me to stay, perhaps she should have let me sit in my cardboard box. You must learn to sit in a chair like a normal person. Yeah, right. If I fit, I sit. If I do not fit, I do not sit. I fail to see what is so hard to understand. Anyway, you should go to your classes. I am going to find a nice open spot to curl up in while I wait for lunch. You're supposed to be meeting someone here? Well, they do not appear to be out here. That is rather rude of them to abandon you like that. Why did you need to meet with them, yeah? They were to show you around the school. Oh, how terrible. They left you all alone on your first day. Alright. I will take their place as your guide. Follow me. I will take you to someone very knowledgeable about the school's layout. Then she can take my place as your guide. It is not a bother. I was really just planning on sleeping a little bit more anyway. You aren't getting in my way at all. Come. Best to keep it down in the hallway, for now. Classes are in session. We do not want to disturb them. Oh, that classroom always looks like that. One of their students has a radioactive quirk that makes them shine always. You do not need to worry about that. Ah, I see Jean ripped a door off of the classroom again. They must be getting so tired of fixing that now. Goliath's strength must be so difficult to control. Here we are. The student council room. After you.
Oh, hello! You must be Jessie. Welcome to UA High. I'm Ayumi Asahira, but you can just call me Ayumi. Nice to meet you. Ah, I see you've already met Kanji. He must be showing you around. We hope you have a fun time here at UA. We're so pleased to have someone as well as regarded as you at our... Yes, that's Kanji that walked in with you. Didn't he introduce himself? He didn't? Oh no. Kanji!
Yes, Asahira-sama?
You were supposed to meet with Jessie and help her find her classes for the day! Did you forget again?
Wait, was that my job? So that is what I was doing out in front of the academy. I had completely forgotten.
I am so sorry. Kanji tends to doze off a lot and forget things. Yes, he was the one that was supposed to show you around the school. Well, I gave him the job because I was hoping he'd finally redeem himself and start pulling his own weight. But it looks like we're a bit of a ways from making that happen.
Oh, I remember now. I volunteered for the job so I could get out of class. It all makes so much sense now that I think about it.
Ahem. You do realize you are still a part of the student council, Nakaniyama-kun? Please refrain from saying such things in the presence of other students. Anyway, I apologize for the confusion. I'll happily show you around the school if you'd like. Kanji can come along too, since he was already supposed to be your guide.
I will do this with you. My name is Kanji Nakaniyama. It is a pleasure to meet you, Jesse. Please accept my humblest apologies for my negligence to my duties. I will make up for it by providing lunch for you and President Asahira. Nya.
Aw, Kanji, you don't need to do that. You made a simple mistake. It happens.
I will do this nonetheless. It is what I want. Do not deny me this, please.
Well, I guess if you insist. Come on! So, as I'm sure you've seen, this is the main hall. There are stairs that will take you up to the second floor over here. We'll find your classroom somewhere up there. Oh, I know where your class is! 2B, right? Oh, it's not magic or anything. My quirk is telepathy! I can read your mind, Jesse. Oh, don't worry! I can control what I read! I promise your secrets are safe in your head. I won't go reading through your private thoughts. Don't worry.
If you will be attending class 2B, that means you'll have Miss Kohaku as your homeroom teacher. Her quirk allows her to move through mirrors. Many of her students enjoy her classes.
Kanji and I are both part of class 3A, so if you have any questions for us or just want to chat, you know where to find us. Oh, over there! See that field out there? That's where you'll do a lot of your athletic training. There are a bunch of other places owned by the school where we go to train in mock battles and stuff.
Although, depending on your quirk, the training may be a little bit different for you. Tell me, what is the power of your quirk?
Telekinesis, right? You can control objects with your mind.
Really? That is very impressive. Can you demonstrate this quirk of yours? Please lift this coin into the air. Yeah? Very interesting. Can you cause people to levitate as well? Not yet. Well, that is still very interesting. With some time and practice, your quirk will become very powerful, I think.
Aw, don't sell yourself short. You were accepted into UA for a reason. That means you have what it takes to become a great hero, you'll see. Anyway, let's take you to meet your classmates now, alright? When second period ends, you can join me and Kanji in the cafeteria for lunch.
I hope you packed nothing to eat, because I will be providing us with the food, and it would be a shame for you to waste a perfectly good meal, yeah?
There's your classroom, let's head inside! Alright, thank you! Have fun, Jesse! And that's that.
What a nice girl. Perhaps a bit too doubtful of her own abilities, though. It's a bit of a shame. I see so much potential in her.
Yeah. But it's only the first day. I have a feeling that in a few years, Jesse is going to become a great hero.
I had thought this too. By the way, do you know if Jesse brought something to eat?
Nope, I checked. She was planning on buying cafeteria food for her first day.
Thank goodness. I will provide all of us with the food today.
I know you will. Thank you, Kanji.
Now then, if you'll excuse me, I am going to do some work for the Autumn Festival before lunch.
No. You're thinking of running off and finding a nice spot to curl up in for an hour. Get back here, Kanji.
What is this? How come you have not gotten a throbbing headache yet?
I've been practicing using my quirk. I don't get headaches that much now. It took a lot of headache medicine to learn how to do it, though. Anyway, come with me, Kanji. We both have a lot of work to do on the festival, and it's not going to get done any faster if you slack off again.
Well, I have been outwitted. I suppose I have no choice. It's very good, is it not?
I'll say. It's not often you find someone that can use their quirk to create exotic food, much less someone with that quirk that works as a chef in a high school. But I'd say we got lucky. And Yue can probably afford the service, to be honest. How is it, Jesse?
Is it similar to the food you eat back home? No? Well, I hope it at least appeals to your taste. A meal shared with friends is often the most delicious, as they say. Yeah.
How did your first class go, Jesse? Yeah, I bet you aren't used to having other people with quirks in your class.
Is that not a common thing?
Well, where Jesse's from, not everyone has a quirk like we do. That's part of the reason why Jesse was transferred here.
Really? So, you are the only person with a quirk in your class. Everybody else did not have a quirk? Oh my. I almost find that impossible to believe. I cannot imagine such a bizarre thing, no offense. Oh, this? I brought it from home. It is a specially made food my mother prepares for me each morning. It is my very favorite too. So delicious. Yeah? Hey, I was eating that! Give it back!
Jesse, that's not a good idea. Kanji likes to... No, don't take a bite out of it! The food Kanji eats isn't meant for humans.
That was a rather sneaky move, using your quirk to steal my food like that. But karma is swifter than any quirk.
Are you okay, Jesse? Here, take a drink. There you go. Easy.
Do not be embarrassed. You are not the first to attempt such a stunt. My mother sometimes offers it to guests, forgetting that it is not for others to eat.
Hey Kanji, how is Yuna? I haven't talked to her in a little bit.
My mother is very well. She insists on doting on me still. I have given up on trying to change her mind. She was very happy when I told her that you dragged me onto the student council as well, and even made the joke about how if it wasn't for you, I would not bother dragging my own tail around, even though it is attached to my body. I did not get the joke.
Yuna's the best. It sounds like she's still as overly affectionate as ever.
She also talks about you a lot, always saying things like, "When are you and Ayumi going to get together? It has been over 17 years now. You are still so young, do not wait for life to give you lemons."
Of course she did. What did you say to her?
I say the same things you say to your own mothers. Ayumi is my dearest friend, and I would not have it any other way.
Yeah, they're really pushy sometimes. I didn't know you considered me your dearest friend, though. That's so sweet, Kanji!
Of course, I do not mean a word of it.
Ow! Yes, you do.
Did you get a headache? Here, I brought with me a capsule of Tylenol.
Ow! Thanks. Can you pass me my cup, Jesse? Thanks.
Well, that is the end of lunchtime. Can you make it back to your classroom on your own, Jesse? Very well. I will see you at the end of the day, my friend.
I should get going too. See you later, Jesse!
Oh, hello there. Has class ended for the day? I was taking a small nap while waiting for Ayumi. She went to collect some things from the student council room. Are you heading home for the day? That reminds me, where are you staying? Are you even on campus, or are you renting a place in the city? Ah, you are on campus. That is a pleasant turn of events. I too am on campus, as well as Ayumi. As part of the student council, we both prefer to remain close to the academy. I usually only stay in my dorm when I have work to do, though. Otherwise, I remain at home with my mother.
I'm back! Oh, hi, Jesse! Ow! Fancy meeting you here! Are you heading home for the day? Okay, why don't we all go together? We might as well since we're all here. Ow!
What do you have in your hands? Do you need help carrying those?
I'm fine. It's only a few boxes. A few really heavy boxes slowly weighing down on me. Whoa! Oh, thank you, Jesse. That was nice of you to levitate one out of my hands.
Ayumi? Perhaps we should each take a box rather than having you carry all three by yourself. It would be very unfair to put all of that on you.
No, I've got it, really. This is my job, my responsibility, not yours. Jesse, you can put it back.
Nonsense. Yeah.
Oh, all right, fine. Thank you, Kanji. Let's go then. We need to take these to my dorm in 3A.
So, what is in these boxes?
Supplies. Mainly for arts and crafts. I'm going to be working on decorations for the Autumn Festival.
Yes. I suppose that task did fall onto you.
You arrived just in time, Jesse. In about a month, we'll be hosting the Autumn Festival here at UA! There's going to be stalls, lights, decorations, even fireworks! It's going to be so amazing! I can hardly wait!
Ayumi often gets very excited for events like this. It is, how do you say, rather cute.
No, you know what's cute? Jesse, scratch Kanji behind the ears or under the chin. He loves it.
Yeah? That is absurd. I may be a cat, but there is no way I'd find something like that as pleasant as you describe.
Don't lie. Jesse, scratch him.
This is ridiculous. Why are you treating me like I'm some...
Aw, he rubbed your hand. You're a part of his pack now. He left his scent on you. That's how cats show affection. Just set those down there. Perfect! Thanks for the help, both of you! Despite my best efforts to stop you.
Of course.
Say... Jesse? It's a bit to ask on your first day, but... Would you be interested in joining the student council? You'd be a big help on the team. Not really your thing? Okay, that's fair. But I thought it would at least be worth a try.
Perhaps you wouldn't mind helping us out with the festival, at least? It's worth some extra credit, even if you slack off a little. And we would very much like to have you along.
Come on, please! You'll consider it? Thank you! In any case, thank you for the help today, both of you. I'm going to do a little bit of work here, but you two are free to head home.
Indeed. I have a soft cushion waiting for me in my dorms. And, work, of course.
See you both later! Welcome to UA, Jesse!